Hello, and welcome to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my very special guest, Lee Boys. How did you get started with doing solo scenes?
Pure ego. It really did. I mean, it's hard for me to straight up admit it, but yeah, like I was tasked with forming a team for like a theater sports style show. I couldn't get anyone that I wanted to play with on the team, so I was just like, cuss it, I'm just gonna do it all myself. And I did. I did like little 5-minute vignettes, like, yeah, short form, like, I think one, I was like a telemarketer, not a telemarketer, like a TV sales guy, like a call-in kind of show. One was like a eulogy. I think maybe I did like a silent scene. And it was the most terrifying and invigorating performance that I'd ever done. I was horrified leading up to it, and I was more jacked probably than I'd ever been afterwards. So I just kept kind of committing myself to doing shows, to just like booking dates. And I would wake up in an absolute panic the day of and try my best to just come up with excuses to get out of the show because I didn't want to do it. I was horrified of the idea. But I'd also knew that the show must go on.
And as they say.
Yeah, and I'd committed to doing something. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to do it. And for the first couple years, I mean, like, I was only doing it 2 or 3 times a year, but for the first couple of years, I was, as I like to say, my pre-show warm-up was beer, cigarettes, and hyperventilation. And then I started doing like 5 minutes. Then when I came to rapid fire, I started getting like chimprov spots. And at that time, chimprov, the opener, was like 15 minutes. So I'd been building towards like 15 minutes of time. Then when I wanted to tour, your standard like festival performance spot is anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes. So I just kept building till I could do like 25 minutes. Then when I started doing fringe festivals, your standard fringe is your 45 minutes to an hour. So then I just kept pushing myself to do like 45 minutes. And it, like, the show evolved a lot over the years. Like the early days when it was like 5 and 15 minute sets, they were very much like mono scenes. And then I just had to, like, once I kind of got bored of that or proved to myself that I could do that, then I would push it to other things. I found that like my mime work needed more specificity. So then I was pushing more towards that. I spent a lot of time in a realm wherein I was a silent scene. I really wanted to do a what I'd call a character drama because it was just, I wanted like a scene between two characters. And for whatever reasons, the way I'm built, I always end up playing serious. It's always like something to do with romance, which, you know, obviously makes me think a lot about myself and my views on romance. But it would always be like a couple having some type of problem. And then the last bit was just like narrative storytelling where I just wanted to plant and talk and tell a story. So I played in that realm for a long time where it was just like 50 minutes, 50 minutes, and 50 minutes of those three things. And then this past year, I got to a point where I just felt constricted by that kind of frame. So I finished off my fringe run just doing like one full 45 minute like narrative wherein there is multiple characters, bits of narration, and then a lot of like kind of grounded physical work as well.
So mixing it all up within
mixing it all up. And I feel like now I've kind of like gotten to the place where like this show will forever live. And it's really rewarding. It took me a decade to get there. And that's not to say that like anyone else needs a decade to do it. But like I'm really a perfectionist, which is so stupid. To be a perfectionist in this art form is just ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. You can't perfect improvisation,
but you can always be aiming for, maybe not perfection, but you can be aiming to be better.
Mm-hmm. which is what I've had to come to terms with. Yeah. Is the difference of just like aiming to just improve upon myself and being able to walk off the stage and be like, cool, I had fun. Because cool. I would, there's plenty of times where, like, not only would I beat myself up leading up to the show, but I'd do the show and then I'd beat myself up after the show because I would think back. I'm like, oh, I could have done this or this could have happened or no, it would have been really cool. And it's just like, you can't predict that stuff when you're making it all up by yourself.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard.
That leads me so nicely into my question I have next, which is, well, okay, we're talking about aiming for being a perfectionist and aiming for, to improve. So you've taken a decade and you've taken this solo improv, taking your Legion, and you've gone from 5 to 10, 15, 25, now 45 / an hour. Yeah. Where do you see Legion going in the future? Like, you were saying earlier on about sometimes you got bored of that particular format, you wanted to change it. By the end of the Fringe, you had changed it again. Mm-hmm. So where do you see it evolving next?
At this point, it's as the precursor to scripted work. I have avoided writing down any of this stuff for a long time due to, again, my own, like, perfectionism and inability to just decide on things. I'm very, very indecisive in my real life. And I'm never really happy with stuff. Anytime I've tried to, like, write scripted work, I've never really been happy with it. So to get myself to the full knowledge that, like, you can make up something for 45 minutes that's a pretty cohesive narrative that's entertaining enough. If I can make that up, then if I can just do that and take that thing and then construct it and tighten it and get it to a place where it is a full-fledged show, then great. So that's what I ended up doing with, like, the end of my Fringe run is, like, the last couple shows, like I said, were, like, 45-minute full-on narratives. So then I just took kind of bits and pieces of some of those things that I discovered during the Fringe, whether it was characters or just scenes or, like, tones or things that I really, really liked. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a show, a scripted show. And I did. And it was great because now it's like, oh, now I have this show and I know this show. And it was really, really funny performing that show for the first time because, like, I don't think I've ever felt so just, like, relaxed and confident on a stage, because it was just like, I'm used to getting up here and making all of this up. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly where this is going. I know how this plays out, so I can just play. And I don't have to worry about tying it all together or, like, making sure that I'm on the clock. So that's where, like, Legion's gonna probably live from this point forward. I did, like, my second Fringe one this year, and it's too exhausting to do 8 completely brand new shows every single time. And especially because, like, your mind works in, like, patterns and repetition. And when you find things that, like, you like, you want to explore them more. So I would always find maybe characters or scenes or scenarios in one show, and I would keep coming back to them. And to me, that was, like, not fulfilling the promise to my audience or kind of, like, cheating them in a way. So I don't think I'm going to do extended runs of the show anymore. If I do perform it, it's going to be probably at festivals, which is going to be hard to scale it back to, like, 25 minutes at this point when I'm quite used to performing for, like, 45.
Thank you for listening to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my special guest, Lee Boys. Tune in next week when Lee and I will continue our conversation about all things to do with improv. Thanks for listening.